Mix 101.7, OABCIG now in the Saturday morning huddle with Falcons coach Larry Allen as back-to-back wins to start their year, a 28-13 triumph over East Sac County. We were there for the area game of the week broadcast. You fought them tooth and nail. Good game, a good win once again on your home field. Larry, congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a hard-fought game. You know, they're a very good team. They run the ball extremely well. They really dominated us on the ground, and we were very fortunate to come out with a win. You know, we put together a couple of nice drives. I think that they hadn't seen some things that we did last night, and that was really the difference, I think. But
yeah,
really happy to start off 2-0 for sure.
Yeah, one of those. You went five wide quite a bit and had a lot of success with that.
Yeah, we sure did. You know, it's one of those deals we haven't been able to run the ball as well as we'd like, so we put that in this week, and kids really handled it really well. Caden threw the ball extremely well. We didn't drop any, you know. It just kids up front gave us plenty of time to throw it, and it just really worked out well for us last night.
And after you went 3-and-out to start the game, East Sac County was moving the ball, but Quentin Cranston ended that march with an interception in the back of the end zone, and then you proceed to go 80 yards and get on the board first for the second week in a row.
Yeah, that's big for us. You know, you play with some excitement. It was a nice drive too. Like you said, 80 yards, and we just kept matriculating that ball down the field. And they didn't have an answer to stop us at that time. All season we've allowed yards, we've given up yards, but when we've really had to have stops, we've been able to come up with one. So that's great for the kids.
And you came up with one at the end of the first half, a 6 minute and 56 second East Sac drive, which they ran out the clock, but you made the plays when you had to in the red zone, and they did not get any points out of that going into halftime, and you held a 7-point lead.
I think that was huge. You just watch the kids as they come off the field. They were just so jacked up because, no, that's a big difference in the game right there. You go in tied or you're up, a touchdown, whatever. And same kind of a deal. You know, you gave yards all the way down, but when it got to crunch time, we were able to step up. We forced them into having to throw the ball a little more than they wanted to on that drive, you know, with time running out. So just a real good momentum builder for us right there.
On the second half, they wind up scoring to make it a 1-point game. Cooper DeJean blocking the extra point kept you up 14-13. Then the ensuing drive, you had some fortuitous bounces all night long, and a big one on 2nd and 28, the play of the game, a 43-yard completion from Ladwig to Quentin Cranston. My broadcast colleague Gary Holgrave thinks you should put it in the playbook to snap the ball over the quarterback's head.
Just how he drew it up in practice. It's one of those things that it just looked like an awful situation, and Caden hustled back and picked it up. And, you watch it on film, and all 10 of their 11 guys are rushing to the ball and whatever. And Quentin just kind of, he had gone out for a pass and just kind of turned around, and Caden had the wherewithal to find him. And they're one defensive back made a nice play of getting downfield and stopping him. Otherwise, that would have been a touchdown. But it's sometimes better to have some luck than some talent. And the last night on that particular play was definitely the case.
And that drive ended with Ladwig to Cooper 6 yards on their next offensive play. Mort intercepts a pass, and you wind up scoring for the final margin. Anything or anyone else you want to comment on before we let you go?
No, I mean, just, you know, we've done so many good things. You know, we've had to struggle a little bit with Carson Gobberson getting hurt, you know, so you've got to move some things around. And we've just really been unselfish with doing that. And that's just the key. You know, nobody seems to care who gets the success, you know, as long as we get some success. And that's just credit to all those kids. You know, they did some things defensively that allowed other kids to get open. You know, they would put an extra guy towards the trips or whatever, and that just freed up somebody else. So that was great that Caden could find them, and once again, we just didn't have any drops last night, and that's key for us.
OABCIG ventures over to Cherokee next Friday As the Falcons defeat East Sac County 28-13 in Week 2, Coach Larry Allen, enjoy the Labor Day weekend. Always appreciate the commentary, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, thanks a lot, Ryan. Thanks for the coverage.